Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The Axe and Crown, Episode 6, What's Cooking?
I ain't eating that.
Oh, sir, I'm really sorry if it's not up to your... See, we're currently working on perfecting our menu.
You call this chicken feet soup? What's this green stuff?
Well, I know what it looks like, but it's actually a garnish.
It's mold. That's what it actually is. Also, it's disgusting.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, sir. I'll get you another one right away.
It's disgusting.
Another one, huh?
Yeah. That's 6 meals sent back in one night. I thought you said your customers weren't discerning.
They aren't. If they were, they'd be burning this place down.
Oh.
What's the matter? All your dreams of fame and fortune in the restaurant biz going up the creek?
What are we gonna do, Gubbin?
I don't know. Maybe fire the cook?
We can't do that.
Because you'll be taking away the only job Petula's ever gonna land in this town? Or because you're sweet on her?
Also, she is bigger than me and can mash me into pulp.
Well, she can't cook.
She can! She's still just getting used to cooking for humans.
Ha! Still getting used to cooking, period.
Well, what about all those special troll dishes that she cooks for you?
Tell you a secret. The kid's pretty bad at those too.
Oh.
Time for you to get in there and get firing.
Wait, me?
Yeah, I'm running the bar.
Well, she's your niece.
You're the one that hired her.
Well, you run the place.
And you own the place. So I think there's no higher authority on this matter, Mr. Gerard, sir.
Oh, look, I'm not that kind of manager. See, I'm a carrot person more than a stick person.
Well, Mr. Carrot, time for you to learn some new tricks.
No.
Good luck.
No. She'll wring my neck.
Yes,
no,
she will.
No. Hey, Petula.
What do you want, Stan?
Oh, you know, just checking in, seeing how you're doing back here.
Fine, I'm absolutely fine.
Oh, that's... Whoa.
Everything is fine.
Oh, good. Okay. So, anyway, there's something that I have to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. What?
I have to tell you... That you...
Yes? What? Get to the point, Stan. Come on.
I'm afraid a couple of dishes got sent back.
Sent back why?
Well, various reasons.
Like?
Well, that's just it. I guess they didn't like...
Why the hell not?
Well, the pancreas poppers had some burnt bits in them.
What is the problem with burnt bits? Oh, look. Nothing wrong with that.
Well,
delicious.
There was some mold on the soup.
Yeah, and mold is one of the 5 basic flavors.
Well, I tried to tell them that. And also, this steak... Yeah, they ordered rare.
You said rare means burnt.
Other way around.
What? Okay, fine. So well done is burnt
not
then.
Not quite burnt.
Not quite burnt. And rare means raw?
Not quite raw.
You humans are so picky.
I know. It's terrible. We're terrible. But it's like Gubbin says, the customer is always right.
My uncle said that.
Yeah, okay, it was someone else. But listen, I have some difficult news.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror anthology Magenta Presents.
Or season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favorite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! with episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Night, Gavin.
Night, Zing. Hey, Carrot Boy! You're alive!
Yeah, no thanks to you.
You were in there a long time. How'd she take the news?
Surprisingly well, actually.
You actually fired her.
Well, we came to kind of a mutual agreement.
Yeah?
So, Batula gets a second chance and an opportunity to develop new dishes that are more in keeping with her established style.
Her what?
Behold our new menu. Farlorian favorites and home-cooked troll food. Huh? Huh?
I should save our patrons the trouble and burn the place down myself.
No, it just makes sense. You know what I mean? You'll be serving the native cuisine of your homeland. We'll be famous. We'll make our culinary mark on this city.
Listen, I've been running this place 8 years. You think maybe I know a thing or two about what people want to eat?
All right, boys. Check this out. Cling clangs.
Oh, yeah. What are these? Like cookies?
Yeah, like cookies.
That is really, really interesting.
You like them?
I've had worse.
You know, I was not expecting them to be so sour. Is there a trick to chewing these things?
Yeah, have troll teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So, have you looked at the menu?
Yeah.
And
where are you going to find any of this stuff in town?
I know some guys with a boat.
See, Batula's got it all worked out. Look at these appetizers.
Senor Fusk? Really?
Yeah. What's Zenyarfusk?
It's a fish. I think you call it pike.
Pike, sure.
It's not really pike.
Which you bury in the ground for 10 years.
Okay, why?
In a special kind of dirt that preserves it and infuses it with a certain,
flavor?
Texture.
Little mineral crystals that make it crunchy.
Well, that sounds...
It's the best, right, Uncle?
Sure, it's good. But you do realize no human is gonna eat it.
Well, I'll eat it.
All right. Keep it on the menu. I want to see that.
Does this say vulture?
Yep, vulture pie.
Vulture?
I'll bet no one else in town has that.
No, we are not serving vulture pie.
Why not? What's wrong with vulture?
Nothing, but pigeons are free.
So, Stan, how much would you pay for a nice vulture pie?
I don't know if I could eat a vulture. They're kind of...
Big?
Gross.
Oh, for heaven's sake, at least we don't eat them raw.
Welcome to the wonderful world of human cuisine.
What about Gotzenpfeffer?
They don't eat cats either.
Yes, they do.
Okay, in Meloria they eat cats, but Farlorians don't.
That makes no sense.
Oh, cats are so cute, and they hunt mice.
So do ferrets.
Not a lot of ferrets in human cooking either,
what?
Just saying.
I don't... But they have that musk. You mix that with something lighter, like fennel, and it's just... No?
Farlorians eat mostly anything apart from cats, horses, and dogs. Except for the orthodox Duffarites. They eat horses, but they don't eat pigs.
So much for my famous one-of-everything stew.
And the Church of the Redeemed Bachelor folks won't eat anything that has the letter A in the name.
Including meals and snacks.
I give up. No one gets any more food. From now on, everyone gets beans. Cold beans.
Or you could just cook the food on the menu we already have.
Nope. Forget it. I'm done.
Wait. What do you mean, done?
Seems like none of my ideas are good enough. Oh well. Bye, guys. Have fun serving your boring human food to your boring human customers.
No, wait. I thought they sounded great.
Except for Gotzenpfeffer and vulture pie, and obviously you didn't like the Kling Klangs.
No, they're good.
You don't have to pretend, Stan.
No, really. I want to make this work. Gubbin's the one that wanted me to fire you.
Fire me?
Yeah, well... We can only kill so many customers before people get suspicious.
You want me gone, huh? Well, surprise, surprise.
You don't seem happy here.
Sure I'm happy.
Well, that's why he sent me in. He wanted me to be the one to fire you.
But you didn't.
Yeah, like that was ever gonna happen.
Wait. You sent me in to not fire Betula?
Yeah, call it a social experiment.
So what? You wanted me to stay all along? You just wanted me to take an interest in my work so I'd do a better job?
Well, if you're not going to beat Stan into the ground and quit in a huff, I guess I'll take it.
Uncle, stop playing games.
Games? Who's playing games?
Do you want me to stay or leave? Tell me.
What, so you can do the opposite?
No!
You just want to do the exact opposite of what I want!
Tell me what you want and we'll find out!
Oh, I know. Why don't you follow your heart?
Why don't you fire me?
Why don't you act like a grown troll for once, you damn stupid kid?
No! Why don't you just go stick your face in a fjord?
Ow!
Betula!
Social experiment. You just love jerking people around.
Nah, I just think you should... Ah! Damn it! Stop breaking my things!
Please, Betula, your uncle's just being a jerk because... I don't know why. Just ignore him.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Even better, I'm gonna ignore him from someplace far away!
Aw, you're gonna go pack your twunky wonky and leavy weavy?
Betula, wait!
I wouldn't.
Let go.
You got little thin human bones and she's in a mood.
Yeah, she is. I wonder why.
What? You want to experience troll culture? Well, here you go. This is a typical night with a typical troll family.
Where you insult each other and throw things?
That's how we show love. Good aim, that girl.
Yeah, serves you right. Here she comes. You need to apologize to her right now.
Yes, you're right, Stan. I've been a fool, and I should apologize. Hey! You owe me a week's rent and two new plates!
Go to hell!
Ah, stop scuffing my floor!
Wait, Betula!
Thank the gods that's over. Hey, kid, pass me the broom.
Uh-uh. I quit, too.
You can't quit. You own the place.
I quit!
Finally, some peace and quiet. Yeah.
All right, we're here.
Yay. Hey, wait. Isn't this the Axe and Crown?
Yeah.
But I thought we were running away.
I'm running away. You've got a life here, helping Uncle run this place.
Your uncle is a stupid, stupid head.
Whoa, careful. You almost set off the booby trap.
What booby trap? Whoa!
Just lie down here by the stove and warm up. You're freezing.
Why can't I come with you, Betula?
Because you're fragile, like a baby bunny. You won't be able to keep up.
I can, so how many miles did we just walk?
Lots. Look, Stan, I've got to get going before Uncle hears this and comes down.
I can't come with you?
No. Take care, Stan.
No, I'm good. Just let me rest for a minute and I'll be...
Sleep tight, little bunny. I'll miss you.
Bunny?
What? Uncle?
Did you just call him little bunny?
Buddy? I said buddy.
Sure you did.
I did.
Why do you have to go and bring him back?
He belongs here. This is his place.
Technically. What about you?
I don't have a place.
Your room's still vacant if you need it.
No, I'm going.
Suit yourself.
You take care of him, you hear?
Yeah, sure.
Bye, Uncle.
Night. Stupid kid.
The Axe and Crown, starring Hugo Jones, Art Carlson, and Marisa King. Written and directed by Eli McElveen. Recorded in Toronto at Trench Recordings. Sound design by Eli McElveen. Produced by Sean Howard.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project. A new life awaits. If you're not serious about this, hang up. If you continue, there's no way back. Leave your message after the beep.
Enter the offices of the Amelia Project and be ready for surprises, twists, and turns. Follow the Amelia team as they help their clients fake their deaths and come back with new identities. Each episode is different. Each client coming to the death faking agency has a unique story to tell. If death and disappearances, comedy and crime, mystery and magic sounds like your cup of cocoa, The Amelia Project is the podcast for you. Search for The Amelia Project wherever you find your podcasts. And remember, leave your message after the beep.